This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. A bombing in Syria has killed 4 American troops, AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The military says the troops were on a routine patrol in Manbij when a bomb went off nearby. The attack comes weeks after President Trump caught aides and allies off guard by announcing the U.S. will pull out of Syria. Islamic State militants are claiming responsibility for the attack, and while that could not be independently verified, it calls into question the president's claim that the militants have been defeated in Syria, something Vice President Mike Pence repeated shortly after the bombing.
The caliphate has crumbled.
Pence defended the move to pull out, though critics say it's premature. Sagar Magani at the White House.
The FBI has arrested a suspected Islamic State sympathizer who allegedly planned to attack the White House with an anti-tank rocket. Agents arrested 21-year-old Hasha Jalan Taheb of Cumming, Georgia, near Atlanta Wednesday. He is facing federal charges of attempting to destroy or damage a building owned by the U.S. by using fire or an explosive. The FBI arrested him while he tried to trade his car to an undercover agent for guns and explosives. The U.S. Senate on Wednesday narrowly upheld a Trump administration plan to lift sanctions against 3 companies linked to Russian oligarch Oleg Deripaska, a close ally of Russian President Vladimir Putin. 11 Republicans in the Senate joined Democrats in an effort to enforce the sanctions against the giant aluminum firm. Kenya's president has vowed to track down terrorists who staged a deadly attack Tuesday on a hotel and office complex in an upscale suburb of the capital city. President Uhuru Kenyatta said all attackers have been eliminated and warned his government and is launching an aggressive manhunt for all those involved. This is VOA News. A day after Britain's parliament rejected a plan for Britain to exit the EU, British Prime Minister Theresa May faced those who questioned her leadership. More from, again, Reuters' David Doyle.
Theresa May has narrowly survived a vote of no confidence in her government.
The noes have it. Unlock!
But that doesn't alleviate the deepest political crisis in half a century as the UK grapples with how or even whether to exit the European Union.
The House has put its confidence in this government. Yeah. I stand ready. I stand ready to work with any member of this House to deliver on Brexit and ensure that this House retains the confidence of the British people.
On Tuesday, Parliament rejected May's Brexit deal with the EU by the worst margin for a British government in modern times.
The sheer incompetence!
The opposition Labour Party then triggered a vote of no confidence. May's minority government needed the support of a majority of lawmakers, something they achieved by a margin of 19 votes.
That's Reuters' David Doyle reporting. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi suggested Wednesday that U.S. President Trump delay his State of the Union address later this month unless the record-setting partial government shutdown ends this week, or he could present the speech in writing. Pelosi, the leader of the Democratic-controlled House of Representatives, cited security preparations needed for the annual high-profile event before Congress, which is scheduled for January 29th. Meanwhile, immigration attorney Hans Meyer says it's unfair that the government shutdown has led to the cancellation of thousands of hearings in immigration around the country.
People who are, you know, who are trying to do immigration the right way, following the law, trying to get their day in court so they can get a decision to either grant them their status or maintain their status, and they can't get their day in court, which is immensely frustrating because in some cases, eligibility might be at issue if we wait too long. Certain people might age out.
Separately, a Senate panel's partisan divide came into focus regarding U.S. President Trump's pick for Attorney General William Barr, who was lauded and sharply criticized Wednesday by a panel of legal experts, civil rights leaders, and other witnesses on Capitol Hill. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says he met with Barr even though he thinks Barr should not be confirmed because of a memo he wrote to the Justice Department saying the president could not be found guilty of obstructing justice. By contrast, the committee's chairman, South Carolina Republican Lindsey Graham, had nothing but praise for the nominee, whose long legal resume includes a previous stint as attorney general during the George H.W. Bush administration. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.